Okay, we got five short ideas for Parshas Ba'aloyscha, Tavshin Pei Beis, I learned Shemin Tzchus, the first time for Eset Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora, Besor Shecha Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Mor V'Shemesh. Incredible Mor V'Shemesh. Ba'aloyscha, Esaneros, Amul Pnei Amenoira. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Dabar Alon, Damarta, Ba'aloyscha, Esaneros, you should be able to lift up and light up the candles. And Rashi quotes on the spot the Gemara in Shabbos. Ba'aloyscha, what does Ba'aloyscha mean? Al Shem Shehilahiv Oyla Kosu Ba'alokas on Lashon Aliyah. Lashon of Aliyah, that it goes up by itself. You should make sure that you should light the candle until it's able to be able to go by there by itself. Says the Mor V'Shemesh, what's the deeper idea for us to be able to take home? He says that Tzaddik is able to see every neshama. Every, the Shivas Haneros refers to the nishmas of Chai Yisrael. And every one of us is a candle. But what's the point of going to the Tzaddik? What's the point of going to through a Shabbos or through a Yontif or anything holy? Is that even when you leave it, It has the same fire. It has the same fire there with you. Says the Mor V'Shemesh, Af acher pridosa me hatzadik v'yia haslava shalahem oyle me'aleo. But af shalo yia tamme eitz al tzadik hu ha-koyin af ha-pikin yali l'vovam. Even if you're not there in, quote unquote, in seminary or in yeshiva, or even if you're not in by your Rebbe, but you're still in yeshiva, you're still in seminary, you're still by your Rebbe, because they implanted something within you that's eternal, that's forever, and you don't have to be physically with them. Like the Rebbe said, Babach Rebbe, I think one of the Rebbes, it could be the Rebbe Ariatz or the Rebbe Rishab, he said, if you have my Torah, you have me. Which means that if you understand what it means to be a pneumistic person, a deeper person, it means that you don't have to be somewhere to be with someone. If you understand the messages, it's there. This is what Menachem Sion Zaks, as he said, from on Shavuos, from the Rebbe of Shmelka, the Mishnah that says, the Pirkei Avos, V'hamidu samidim harbe, Yishev halad of students. What's this lesson of V'hamidu? Amdu, make sure there's, V'hamidu means that you should be causative, that the students should be able to stand by themselves, that even when they leave yeshiva, and they leave seminary, or if someone leaves your home, and they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they leave their home, they'll be able to build a bais number, so they have a certain imprint on their neshamas, of their values, of their morals. That's what chinuch is all about. They'd be able to tap into that fire, but to know it's okay to let go of the training wheels, let their own fire burn, their own candle. Incredible idea from the Mor V'Shemesh, and from the Menachem Sion Zaks, and from the Rebbe. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes from the Rebbe Rabbonim. Next pasuk, Vayaskein Aaron Mul Panei Menorah, and the Aaron did like this. Rashi famously says, "Lahagid Shlocha Shaloshina," that he didn't change, and every single way, every single day, he did as he was told. He didn't change from anything. There's so many mefarshim on this. But the Rebbe Rabbanim gives us a fascinating answer. Alpha Pisha Zachala Gielig Dula Gazu. Even though Aaron HaKohen reaches such a high level that he had the same slavos and everything was Bapi Halacha, and he could have come in his own eyes an arrogant person. Lo Nishtana Klal Beinei Atzmo V'lo Ba L'Klal Yisbalos V'Gai V'Afilu Kimelo Neima El Anishya Gam L'Aba Oysa Ona V'Sheva Ruach B'Mikimikodim. Even though Aaron HaKohen could have gone very, very Gaivadik and very arrogant, look at my fire, look at my passion. Nevertheless, he stayed the same Aaron HaKohen. He stayed who he was. You go there to Israel, you come back. You realize, yeah, you grew, Baruch Hashem. But you stay humble. But Malcolm Galusa, Shem Tehan, Zanusa, the Gemara Megillah says about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness, that's where he sees humility. Aaron HaKohen, Shal Hagvin, Shal Shalashina. However you want to say that from the Sfasemis, that he had the same as Slavos or Rashi, that he kept everything Api Halacha, Gevalt. But he didn't let it get to his head. He still stayed the same person. This is an idea that I saw from Rabbi Leibel of Shabbos. Rabbi Leibel says in Parshas Naso, he says, but the Pasuk says by Bnei Gershon, Gam Heim Leveis Avosim, they're also. What's Gam Heim? So he says, Naso is Rosh. Rosh is a Lashon of Sha'ar, is Osiel Sha'ar. Shemesim Atzmo Kishirayim. That you make yourself like leftovers. Gam Heim Shemeshtokik Shegamu Yizkashav HaKadusha Imaklal. That even though you feel like You maybe feel like you're Magurish, this is the same opposite when things are not going your way. Gamim, you're also included. But this is exactly why Hevel's carbon in Parshas Noach was accepted. Why? Because the Pasuk says that Hevel hevi gamhu. What does it mean, gamhu by Hevel? Shahayaroch b'ini atzmo. He was very far in his own eyes. He had humility. Rakesh toikit shiskasha gamhu. The daikel is in his kabbal carbon rod. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that the gamhu. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that humility. And he sees that ishtokugus, and he sees that humility. Then the Rebbeinu Shem like, I'm gonna turn to your carbon. Says the Rebbe Rebbeinu, Aaron HaKohen didn't let get to his head, and neither did Hevel. Aaron HaKohen didn't let get to his head when things were going well, and Hevel was gamhu. Even when things were, he felt meruchuk, he felt like gamhu. He had that ishtokugus, he had that anivus, to be able to. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu sees. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be close to the ones who are humble. Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai. Moshe understood what Torah is all about. He got the Torah from Har Sinai. No, he didn't. Says Joseph. He understood the Midah Vanova from Har Sinai. An incredible idea from Rebbe Rabbunim, Rabbi Leibel Eger, and Taurus Emes. Kedusha Slev. Moving on to idea number three. So the first two ideas we examine in the beginning of the parsha, we go all the way to the end of the parsha for the last three. This is a Torah from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sas Emes, the third Ger Rebbe. Was by his kiver just a few short months ago in Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. He's buried right behind the Shuk. Incredible. Tumunas Hashem Yabit. Right, we have this whole story now with Miriam and Aaron talking about Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Miriam and Aaron what's the different level of nevuah of Moshe. Tumunas Hashem Yabit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see. Says the Imre Emes. Halo Alashen Habata Hirak Milamal Lamata. Yabit is to be able to is looking down from up to down. How is Moshe able to have that ability to be able to from have a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yabit, he should have said look, but Yabit means that you're looking up to down. Says the Imre Emes, Tumunas Hashem Hainu Midoso Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tumunas of Hashem, the picture of God, but the vision of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the perspective of Hashem, is Mahu Rachum Avata Rachum. Just like He is merciful, we're merciful. Mahu Rachanun Avato Chanun. He's quoting the Chazal that say, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, we have to be merciful. What did Moshe do? Moshe also was a Tumunas Hashem. That was one of his adjectives. That was one of his midos. Hori Moshe Rabbeinu Milmala Lemata. He's able to look from above to see the whole picture. Letoch Libosein Shal Yisrael Es Midosav Shal Hashem Yisbarach Es Tumunas Hashem. He's able to see within the Yid. He's able to see the heart of the Jewish heart. He's able to see the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every Jew. But Tumunas Hashem Yabit does not refer to just Moshe Rabbeinu's outlook on Nevuah. It refers to Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and always look for the positive and to look for the Neshama and to look for Anish Mas Yisrael, like Rabbi Nachman says in Reish Pei Beis. It's every Jew's job and obligation to be able to look for the good, to look chilka the chelik al kamim ha-mamash. And even when it's hard, you look for the good. And we look for the good within yourself, then you can look for the good within others. Says the Imre Emes, Tumunas Hashem maybe does not just refer to the Moshe's Nevuah. At the much deeper level, that he had that ability to be able to see the whole picture, to see the lev, to see the love, to see the neshama, like the Baal Tanya talks about the chelik l'kami mamanish, to look at the Jewish soul and say, ah, it's filled with such kedusha, it's filled with such midos, it's filled with such love for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Gevalt, what an incredible idea from the Imre Emes, Rabbi Nachman, and the Baal Tanya. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four, I think we've said this from the past few times, but yeah, it's one of my favorite vorts. Rabbi Yudin writes in one of his, I think when his, one of his English svarim, Gateways to Happiness, something like that. Beautiful. I'll never forget this. Yitzhak Moshe al Hashem leimor kel narafon Allah. Moshe davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his sister should have a refuah shalem. Says the Sefer Talmud B'Yodo. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu gets himself ill? We know all the way back in Parsha Shemos, Chazal tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was touching the crown, and the astrologer said, "You know, this kid is going to take you over your crown." They put the coals in front of him, and they put the crown in his hand was going for the coals, and the mouth came, and his hand was going for the crown. He went to the coals, and the coals touched his head. That's how he got the lisp. Why didn't he ever daven for himself? He only davened for Miriam. And you know, Rashi says he davened short because he didn't want everyone to think that for Klal Yisrael he davened longer, but for Miriam davened long. It's a very big sensitivity. He only downs short for Miriam, so everyone thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu understands he downs for everyone. That's a side point. Says, why does he, the Talmud B'Yodah, why does he daven for himself, only for Miriam? He says, literally, he wanted to always have a karstav on the tip of his tongue, to remember that Rabbeinu Shem saved him. He never davened for his lisp to go away, because he always wanted a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reminder that he was grateful and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him as a child. HaKaras HaTov says the Sefer Talmud B'Yodah is eternal. It's forever. When someone does something good for you or for your child, you don't just send a candy platter and it's over. If someone does something good for your kid, it's forever. It's eternal. The Chozer Ben says, the more you think Hashem, the more you get. Hodil Hashem Ki Toiv. The more you think, Ki Yidolim Chasad. The more kindness you're going to have. And the same applies in life. When someone does something good for you, it's not just one time thing. I send them a thank you note. I send them a chocolate. I send them a thing in there. It's so finished. No. It's eternal. That's who we are. Yehudim, we're Lashon Hoda. It's who we are. We're thankful. We're grateful. Like our friend says, Hoda is a Lashon of Modeh, to admit. When you think someone, you're admitting you couldn't do without them. It's who we are. Whether that be thinking your spouse, thinking your families, thinking your teachers, right? At the end of the year, everyone's thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What's really thank you? Thank you is your admitting. But if someone, if your teacher, if a Rebbe, a doctor, someone does something good for you, it's not just for that moment. It's forever. It's eternal. And the more you thank them for that, the more of a bond you create. The more for Kadosh Baruch, the more chesed you get, the more shefa you get. What an incredible idea. I love this idea. And the Sefer Talmud B'Yodah, and the Chayzer Rav Huner, moving on to Dimara 5. Din number 5 comes to us from Rav Saul Vaychik. Incredible chumash they put out, the OU put out from the Rav. Incredible idea. The last pasuk of our parsha. V'achar naso ha'am mechatzeres ha'achar b'midbar paran. You know, at the end of the day, Rashi tells us that the Klai Yisrael waited for Miriam for 7 days. Why? Mida k'negid mida. Just like she waited for Moshe all the way back to Parsha Shemos. The last two words connecting to Parsha Shemos. Just like she waited by the river. So too we wait for her over here. What was the merit, says the Rav? It's because she stood there. What would have happened, says the Rav, if had Miriam not waited? Moshe would not have been raised by Yocheved, his birth mother. Moshe would have been raised as an Egyptian and would not have gone out to witness his people's slavery. The entire drama of Yetzias Mitzrayim may not have taken place had Miriam not waited. One small action, one kind deed, says the Rav, changed all of history, changed all of Klal Yisrael, because she waited. From this incident, we learn the importance, says the Rav, of patience, the ability to wait and to never despair. The playwright Henrik Ibsen remarked that the most valuable trait of the Klal Yisrael was their ability to wait. It's now 2,000 years we wait for Mashiach. Every day we say, and even Alpha Bisha Mitzvah calls that Chakal B'Choyom Shayovo. Such patience, the ability not to surrender but to hope for a better future, provides sustenance to the nation of Klal Yisrael. He writes this in Alat Tefillah, pages 121 to 122. The ability to wait. But maybe we could say from the Rav, besides the ability to wait and have the Anamun and Bitachon, and maybe we could say one small action could bring tremendous, tremendous shefa. One kind deed could be able to change the all outlook of Klal Yisrael. Parshas Baalos has Aaron HaKohen's Parsha. Ohev Shalom v'rodev Shalom. He's known as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Chazal say, Rabbeinu Yoina and others say, Ohev Shalom v'rodev Shalom. 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 When you have love for them, it brings them closer to the Torah. When you have you wait for someone, you send a kind text, brings tremendous things. Yes, the Rav says, I love this idea also. A Jew never gives up. A Jew never despairs. We have to learn the importance of patience. But maybe you have to remember also the meat of Aaron HaKohen. We start the shiur with Aaron HaKohen, end of the shiur with Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, obviously brings McCarvel to one thing at a time, one midah, incredible vort. Let's review this 5 ideas. We start off saying from the Mor of Hashemesh, what does that mean? So Rashi says that you have to wait for the until it lights by itself. Mor Hashemesh says when you go to the tzaddik, you go to your Shabbos, you go through your yontif, then it's your job, not just to be in the yontif or be by the tzaddik. It that should implant in you, absorb the kedusha, and it's who you are, changes who you are. And that's what the Nachan Siyam says to the Rebbe Shmelka, Behamidu Samidim Harbe. That means when you have a lot of students, it means that at the end of the day, even when they leave you, Hamidu, they're ready to stand strong by themselves. The second idea from the Rebbe Rabbonim, by asking Aaron Lavi Shevach Shaloshin, he didn't change in everything Chadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, he never got to his head, he never came to Baal Gaiva. Yeah, Moshe Anu Mikol Adam, but Aaron Cohen is also very humble. He never let it get to his head. And that's what Rebbe Leibel says by Hevel. We got Nosso as Rosh, Nosso as Rosh. Rosh is a lashon of Sha'ar of Shirayim, to make yourself like. To make yourself like leftovers, and then the Rabbon Shimon come to answer you. Hevel, gam hu, because he had this outlook on himself as gam hu, that he was distant from the Rabbon Shimon, that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu accepted Hevel's carbon, because he saw that midah of humility. The third idea from the Emre Emes says, what does this mean? Tumunas Hashem Yabit, what's the deeper idea? That Kaddish Baruch Hu, Moshe had the picture, the outlook of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He had the glasses of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be able to see within the lave, to see within the neshama, like Rabbi Nachman says at Reish Feibes, to look at the good within yourself, to find one positive aspect within yourself, within every yid, the chelik could come out mimam amish. It's not just describing Moshe Rabbeinu's ability, his nevuah, to be able to say, but it's actually a vision in every single Jewish soul to see the good, to see the pure, and to see the mikam chayisrael. The fourth idea, Tamud Bayodo, Kel Narfan Allah, why is he daven from Miriam, but never downs for himself when he had the lisp, because he really wanted he literally wanted to have gratitude on his lips. If he downs for the lisp to go away, maybe he'll forget. Hakar Satov is eternal, says the Sefer Tamud Biyodo, quoted by Rabbi Yudin. Hakar Satov is eternal. And the Chosa says, Hoyu Lashem ki toiv ki yol mchasa. The more you think, the more you will get in life. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the last pasuk of Amlo Nosa, the nation wait for Miriam. Why? Because Chazal say that Miriam waited for Moshe, so when he was in the basket, so too now they waited for her. You see, if she didn't do that, says the Rav, who knows, Moshe would have never, and then all the holy season of time maybe doesn't happen. You see the meat of patience, the Jewish neshama to be able to wait, and even when things are hard, to never give up. We also say that one kind action, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, Aaron HaKohen, Ohev Shavrotz, Ohev Zabriz, Umekarvan, Lutar, being kind and caring, that'll bring it closer. Ohev Zabriz, Umekarvan, the Vav HaChibor, it brings people closer. A bold chant, a smile, a text message, whatever it is. to take the Kedusha wherever we go in life, especially through the summer, whatever next thing we're going in our lives, to take the Kedusha of anything that we do in our life into our neshama, to be able to understand never to become Bali Gaiva, to be able to connect, because when we have the Midah Nava, that it helps us be closer to the Rabbona Shom, to understand, to always look for the neshama within the Yid, so we look for the positive within every Jewish soul, the gratitude is eternal, and to understand the Midah of Jewish, the Jews, to have patience, to have munam, to be givers, Bezer Hashem Shkoch.